We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Winery, an East Texas destination on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. Be the first one to get there and the last one to leave. So advised my father when I, still in my teens, began to enter the workforce. My dad's admonition was based on a simple truth. A willingness to work hard can separate you from the pack. The market for labor is no different than the market for cell phones, cable TV, or fast food. The money flows toward the best value for the dollar. Most employers reward the most productive workers, and most productive workers are almost always the ones that work the hardest. Generally speaking, anyone who succeeds at anything puts in long hours. But as I look back on my working life, I realize that I put in the longest hours in the years when I was paid the least, such as what we used to call paying your dues. This recollection comes to mind as we learn that President Obama, by executive order, again, is directing the Labor Department to more stringently interpret and enforce federal law concerning overtime pay. Says a White House spokesman, quote, "We need to fix the system so folks working hard are getting compensated fairly," end quote. My question is, who gets to say what's fair? There's more to having a job than just the paycheck. In my mind, fair is defined as, I'm willing to work for what I'm being paid, and if I feel myself underpaid, I can test that belief by looking for a better situation elsewhere. Most wage and hour laws are now little more than anachronisms. The time of their necessity has long passed. I concede the possibility that an employer might make unreasonable demands of an employee, insisting on abusively long hours as a basic condition of employment, but most such employers don't last very long. Good people are hard to find. Treat them badly, and they will find a better employer. Businesses that can't retain good workers seldom survive. The president's high-sounding rhetoric notwithstanding, the real effect of his order is to again put employers in a defensive position vis-a-vis their employees. One certain effect will be that many businesses will begin aggressively shooing ambitious employees who fall under the expanded regs out the door when the 5 o'clock whistle blows. No prudent business owner is going to countenance a time bomb in the form of an employee who falls out of favor, demanding after the fact overtime that he was, prior to his disaffection, willing to forego. Like most nominally well-intentioned labor regulation, example, minimum wage, the negative effect of tightening the rules regarding overtime pay will fall disproportionately on the very workers that are supposedly being helped. It will fall upon the up-and-comers, the self-starters, the hungry and the ambitious. It will cause entry-level managers and supervisors to lose their opportunity to gain valuable experience while demonstrating their willingness to put forth a standout effort. In other words, the president's latest order will again be one that is antithetical to opportunity, growth, and upward mobility, the very things that have been in short supply for 5 long years now. That's my word. What's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. In the span of a journey of less than 30 minutes, you can accomplish two things tomorrow. The first is to begin to contemplate an end to this bitter winter we've experienced. Spring is at hand, and I'm going to send you somewhere where that fact can be appreciated. Second, you can try a newly released wine that I really like a lot. So how to do this? Easy. Get yourself to the brand new tasting room at the Keepersall Winery on the grounds of Keepersall Estates. There, you look out upon the rolling vineyard that, if you look closely, you'll see is starting to re-green. While you're taking in your relaxing surroundings, you can taste the 2010 Keepersall Syrah, yet another winemaking triumph from the winemakers at Keepersall. I really, really like this wine. It's bold, crisp, and it's what we call a fruit-forward wine, which is to say, you really experience the character of the Syrah grapes. To do this, go south on Broadway to FM 344, turn left under the bridge, go a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. You can learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.